3. It was Nathan Collier's submarine. The same Nathan Collier who was Mom and Dad's number one nemesis, the smiling sleazeball with his own cable TV show on the Underwater Weirdo Channel. The Skivoid was always trying to steal our parents' glory and claim credit for their discoveries when, in truth, he was the worst treasure hunter to ever sail the seven seas. He thought there were only 5.
Ahoy, kids! Collier shouted through a bullhorn from the deck of his submarine, where he stood surrounded by heavily armed thugs.
Collier, who was about as tall as I am, even though technically he's an adult, was decked out in his official explorer costume, khaki pants, khaki shirt, and a faded leather bomber jacket. His hair was plastered into place, with one spit curl dangling over his left eyebrow. His cheesy smile was cheesier than a cheese ball from Cheesylvania.
You children will never believe what I just discovered down below. 2 of the Spanish galleons from Cordoba's lost fleet of 1605. My sonar readings confirm that the twin ships are loaded with treasure.
The twins. What Dad used to call our secret college fund.
Those shipwrecks are ours, hollered Tommy.
Oh, really? Did you or your parents file the paperwork necessary to authenticate your claim?
Tommy started mumbling to himself.
No, it was our secret treasure stash. You don't do paperwork for secrets.
Really? Said Collier. Because I just did.
He waved a sheet of paper in the air.
Gina helped me.
Hiya, Tommy.
A redhead in a polka dot bikini wiggled up out of Collier's submarine hatch. Of course, it would have to be one of Tommy's many ex-girlfriends.
Nathan's going to give me some of the Spanish Queen's emeralds for helping him track you guys,
Gina gushed.
So...